We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Paul Hamilton.
He is a beat reporter for a team that has millions of fans. It is so ridiculous how many people he has blocked on Twitter over the most ridiculously stupid things. The man needs to grow up. He needs to have a little bit thicker skin.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's our Paul, and we love him. And he's joining us right now, brought to you by... I'm sorry about that. It's Tuesday. Good morning. Jeremy's off this week. Sal is filling in today. Jeremy's actually going to be on with us at 9 so he can share his thoughts on the Eichel stuff. Okay. Now, Paul is, and the phone lines are open, 803-0550. Got a lot of comments in hour one. Good news. We still have 3 more hours to go. And everybody's got an opinion on what you think about what's going on with Jack Eichel. Paul's appearance with us is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Hard to relax this morning. Paul is with us right now on the Western Hotline. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, Paul, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little worried about your ability as a reporter. I texted Paul yesterday. I said to book him on the show. I said, how about those? This was after the Eichel call. How about those Sabres, huh? Can we get you on 7:05 tomorrow? Paul's response was, quote, yeah, it was just 3 hours of nothing. Nothing really to talk about. The funniest thing is, I don't know exactly how much longer after that text, a few minutes later, he actually thought he had to text me, I hope you know I was kidding.
Well, I never heard back from you. I thought I was serious.
Wow. Paul thought nothing happened? What are we going to do about him? Paul, actually, you are to blame. This is all your fault. Your question is the one that led to Eichel doing the whole wherever that may be. So I'm holding you personally. How surprised were you at what he said yesterday?
Not that he talked about the injury. I thought he would do that, but I didn't think he would indicate how he felt about his status on the team and moving forward. Now, let's be clear. He never once answered the question, which was asked, I think, at least 3 times, if he wants to be traded. So, you know, he would just talk about things, but never answered the question. He did say he has a lot of thinking to do, you know, as he goes into the off season, but, you know, is it going to be hard to connect the dots when he comes right out and says that, you know, things haven't gone smoothly. There's a disconnect between him and the organization and that he's a bit upset with the way things have been handled by this team since he's been hurt. So he went back into the losing, of course, takes its toll, you know, type of conversation, which I totally understand. But I just want to, and, you know, this isn't the first time this has happened. You know, the Pat LaFontaine thing when the, you know, the Sabres and the concussions, and the Sabres actually turned out to be right on that one because he went to New York and play for the Rangers and fairly quickly wound up having to quit the game because another one. And so they were right. But I still don't understand how in this day and age, the Players Association negotiated something that a player cannot. It's his body. It's what, how can he not do what he wants to do with doctors? You know, how is that, you know, the club's decision and the club's decision only? And I just don't understand how the Players Association gave that much power to the teams that, all right, here you go. You get to decide. Well, we can go to other doctors and get recommendations, but in the end, it's up to you and your doctors to tell me what I can do with my body and how to deal with an injury.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that, but I want to, before we get to that, I want to circle back to Eichel and yesterday, because I mean, I wouldn't have, we asked you, I'm pretty sure we asked you yesterday, if, knowing Eichel was going to speak, as far as you know, has Eichel requested a trade? And everything in my head would have been based on, well, he's got to be, if he was tired of the losing before this season, oh my Lord. And Paul, the surprising part, of course, was the injury. And that took it to a different level. And I think, so it's a long way of getting to, do you think that Jack Eichel will be a Buffalo Sabre next season? If you take in the losing stuff, and we were going to have that discussion, does he want to be here? In fact, I think that's where you honestly were headed with your question. Where's your mind at? Do you still want to be here? If you add the injury stuff on that, and maybe this goes to a grievance, is he here next season?
Well, I think it definitely goes to a grievance, and the only I would normally just say no, he's gone. But the thing that's a wild card here is you've got a flat cap for probably at least 3 years in this league, and it is a $10 million salary cap hit. So then teams would have to figure out how are we going to add that to our cap, which isn't going to go up. And the other thing is you know, the injury. You know, is our team's going to want to give you the value that Jack Eichel should get you in a trade if they're getting a guy who had four injuries this year, an abdominal injury that they still haven't figured out a year later what's wrong, and a herniated disc, which is, a serious problem. So if you're team B, is that what you want to trade for? And, you know, the question is, too, could Jack Eichel right now even pass a physical, you know, if he was traded?
Right.
So, you know, that might make things a little harder if that's the route you're trying to take.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm trying to think of a Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the show? The bigger issue was her husband was assassinated. Maybe she had like bad food earlier she wasn't happy with. The abdominal injury really caught me too, Paul. And I know it is lost in the larger discussion of, oh my goodness, is he going to get traded? But the abdominal injury he had said was from the previous season, right? I'm sorry. I know, mm-hmm. Sal, you had a question. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
The abdominal injury he said was from the previous season was still lingering. And said something to the effect of nobody can pinpoint exactly what the issue is, and there's stuff that's unresolved. I found that really troubling.
Yeah, but you know, sir, if you're going to be talking trade, you know, are you going to get the value you need to get? And you know, if I'm Kevin Adams, if I don't get the value back, I'm not trading him. I mean, why would you trade the guy if you're not going to even come close to get the value, especially in the face of the Ryan O'Reilly trade? Why, I just don't know why you would do that. But then you worry about, well, what's Jack going to do then? Are you just going to get a guy who goes through the motions on the ice because he didn't get his trade request? You know, if that's what he's doing. So, you know, what do you get then? So it just turns into a big mess.
Paul, when I heard the answer of, when he answered you, the I'm under contract, the team holds a lot of cards here, essentially is what he said, like what mm-hmm. he can and can't do. Mm-hmm. I didn't just take it. He might have just only meant it as obviously the injury, but also he's under contract to the team. And he said, you know, they have to do what's best for them. So there's two parts of this, ultimately how it plays out and if he's going to get traded. Number one is the contract, which we've talked about. The other part is the relationship. Is there a path to repair whatever seems to be broken in this relationship? Let's take away the contract piece of it, all the things we talked about, the value, just the actual relationship part. Is there a path to repair that here?
Well, first thing would have to happen is, and fairly soon probably, is they would have to let him go get the surgery that he wants to get. And I think, you know, that would be the first part of it. But losing is a big part of this too. And you not only lost, but you were the worst team in the National Hockey League. And this is the fourth time in 8 years you've been the worst team in the National Hockey League. So you tanked and you wound up selecting Reinhart. And you tanked for Eichel or McDavid and you wound up getting Eichel. You've had these high picks all along. You're not anywhere further than you were when you started all this. And the losing just continues. So if you're Jack Eichel, you know, you're thinking to yourself, why would I want to hang out with this dysfunctional organization that who knows when it's going to be able to win, that's sitting there just waiting to see when they can hit the lottery and find guys like McDermott and Bean like they did with the Buffalo Bills. And that, to me, was lucky, too. Sal, they went and hired the defensive coordinator from Carolina and handed them the keys to the kingdom. On paper, that probably shouldn't have worked. But it did, because they happened to hit on the right guy waiting for his opportunity that came in and took advantage of his opportunity. And then Bean comes in, and we all know the history of what's gone there. So that hasn't happened with the Sabres. So if you're Jack Eichel, you're thinking, well, they're sitting here trying to wait to when they're going to hit the lottery with the Sabres. When's that going to be?
So following up that, Paul, Kevin Adams is going to speak to you guys, to the media, tomorrow. I'm going to guess he'll get a few questions about Eichel. Now, and the question is, what does he do for an answer? So let me ask you this. If you're the Sabres, Paul, right now you are the Buffalo Sabres. In terms of Eichel's future, and I know you can't just disconnect the injury situation from his future. They are linked. But in terms of his future, what should the Sabres do? I mean, do they come out tomorrow? Should Kevin Adams come out tomorrow and do the Green Bay Packers and say, we're absolutely not trading Jack Eichel?
And Houston's done that too with
Watson. Initially, right. They were saying initially, this was before all the legal stuff, right, we're not trading Deshaun Watson.
Right. It's tough. It'll be interesting to see how Adams handles it. And I don't know how comfortable he's going to be talking about the injury situation. You know, he may say there's things you can't say.
Right, HIPAA,
that,
right?
That's up to the player, although it's already out here now. So I don't think you're violating any laws that way, because the player put it out there.
It's not just out there from Jack. Even Taylor Hall mentioned it.
Yeah. Right. The player put it out there.
He mentioned medical staff. He mentioned that Jack wants to do this. And that's wild how this has gone.
Sure it is. So, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see what kind of appetite he has to discuss an injury like that and how far he wants to go into it. But, I mean, to me, you know, Jack Eichel knew he was talking to the media. It wasn't like it was after a game and all of a sudden he had to pop onto a Zoom. So he knew how he wanted to handle this. He knew the questions he was going to get, and he knew what he was going to say. And to me, it was like, Kevin Adams, you want to treat me like this? Here you go. I'm done. Your turn. What are you gonna say?
I think this is a great point you just made, Paul, which is he had time. This was in some form calculated. He knew what he wanted to say, how he wanted to say it. He knew the questions. I think because I'm just reading this, is my opinion, because the exit interview went so long and he was so late, it just seemed like that maybe, you know, he might have even given a heads up. I'm gonna say this stuff, and maybe there was even, hey, you know, don't do that. Don't go down that road. I think Jack clearly knew what he wanted to get out of and say to you guys in that Zoom.
He could have gone in there, and I don't know this, I'm just saying, again, we're just spitballing here. He could have gone in there and said, hey, if you're going to be this way, I'm taking it to the media. So do you still want to go this route, or are we going to come to an agreement and what needs to be done here, and you're going to let me do with my body what I would like to and what my physicians are telling me to do? And so, sure, that could have gone that way, absolutely.
Paul, I've got so to all this, the injury and the surgery and the differing treatment, and it's in, as you said, this is in the CBA. The doctors from the team have their say. The player is allowed to get a second opinion. And if that person disagrees with the doctors from the team, essentially the team doctors win out. And if you're not happy about that, you go and file a grievance. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't, this might be a naive question, but in an instance like this, we were not talking about a fourth line winger. We're talking about your best player, the cornerstone piece in your franchise, who is, by the way, under contract for many, many more years at $10 million a year. Why wouldn't the team just do the whole, all right, let's make the player happy. You want the surgery? You think that's the best way to go? Okay.
I agree. I think that's a great question. Why have you, unless you thought the relationship is already fractured and there's no way to go with it, why would you risk this kind of discord with your captain that you have backed with a big contract to say he is our guy, he is the face of our franchise? I mean, you got to know, You got to know Jack. I mean, you know how Jack operates. I mean, so why would you go that route unless your doctors 100% feel that it's too dangerous to have this surgery and that he would be doing harm and has too much of a chance to do harm to his body by having this surgery? That's the only thing I can figure out, that the Sabres doctors feel it's dangerous and there's too much of a risk involved in it. So they don't feel it's the way to go, that the way to go is with rehab and not risking that type of a surgery unless it becomes absolutely necessary, so that the rehab doesn't work.
Paul, is there any indication at all that this could be something really long-term, whether it's rehab or surgery? Is there any indication that, you know, Jack won't be playing hockey anytime soon?
If that could happen, I mean, that's why Jack wants to get the surgery now, because he wants to get the rehab out of the way and get training for next year. Mm-hmm. If you wait too long, absolutely, Sal, he could, there it could threaten his season next year, for not the whole season, but getting into training camp or being ready for the beginning of the season. So that's why he wants to get this done now. He feels, he and his doctors feel that it's necessary. They, you know, and they don't feel that it's a major type of a surgery, that, you know, this repair can be made to the herniated disc. And, you know, as I said, he can do his surgery rehab and then get on to getting ready for the season for, as he said, you know, wherever. You know,
this doesn't seem career threatening in any way, though, right? From any
it
indication?
Doesn't seem that way. No, it okay. seems like the surgery could be done to correct it. And so it sounds like either rehab could correct it, or if the rehab doesn't work, then the surgery could correct it. So my understanding from everything I'm hearing is either way, this can be corrected and is not career threatening.
Paul, the other thing, I mean, it was all about Eichel yesterday, but this actually does, Eichel and his future does tie in to Sam Reinhart and what I want to ask you about him. What did he have to say? The backdrop here is he is a restricted free agent. He is 1 year away from unrestricted free agency. He, too, has known nothing but losing around here. What did you make from – I did not see his Zoom call. So what did you make of his comments, read into where his head is at, and how does the Eichel stuff possibly impact Reinhart?
Well, he's not ready for a rebuild. He said he's 26 years old. He's not – doesn't want to do a rebuild. He, again, did not say that he wanted to be traded. His comment was something like, you know, hey, you know, this is not good. This losing is not good. We need to make some changes. You could tell how down he was. He was just not, he was miserable. Losing is miserable. And I think it's gotten to him. And he pretty much said, you know, he's got some thinking to do also. They'll go, you know, they'll figure it out then. He hasn't given it too much thought, and these types of things tend to work themselves out.
And the other guy I want to ask about was Ristolainen. Based on the tweets, did he basically say to you guys, yeah, man, whatever. You want to trade me, you want to keep me. Yeah. Like, ah, whatever, I don't care. Just whatever, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's exactly. He was really loose. And he goes, I just finished talking to Adams, and I told him, if you know, I got 1 year left on my deal. If you want me to come back and play, that's great. I'll be happy to come back and play. If you want to trade me, that's great, too. You know, I'm fine with that, too. So he said, whatever you want is fine. But I think if you read the tea leaves in that one, too, it's basically, I'm going to honor my contract, which has one more year left in it, and it's sayonara to him, too, after that. It didn't sound like, he has a, really would want, other than making the playoffs, he said, I have to make the playoffs next year, whether it's here or somewhere else, I have to make the playoffs. So, if they were to make the playoffs somehow, then, you know, he might change his tune that, yeah, I'd like to re-sign with Buffalo and stay. But he pretty much indicated by his comments that, all right, I'll fulfill my contract. When my contract's over, you know, I'll go do my thing.
Well, more Zoom calls today, but I'm going to make a prediction. Nothing's going to top yesterday.
Yeah, these are the younger players. I don't think Dylan Cousins is going to ask to get traded.
Wait a minute. Darlene's going to ask for a deal. Right? Darlene's going to tell you guys, I already went to management. Trade me right now, please. Right? Right, Paul?
Yeah, Darlene talks, Mittelstadt, Thompson, Cousins, that group is in today's group. And then we get Don Granato and Kevin Adams tomorrow. So
fun times, Paul. Thank you as always.
Take care, guys. Enjoy.
Hey, by the way, nice Iowa State jersey there on the Zoom call. I don't believe I've ever been in your house, so I was able to see the memorabilia you had there. Nice touch.
You never noticed that in the Zooms before? We've been doing Zooms for a while.
You know what? Because normally I just listen to them in our on-demand audio, but for whatever reason yesterday, I actually wanted to see Jack's face. So I saw your lovely abode. I didn't need to see your face. I just wanted to see Jack's face. Actually, he was funny. He was amazingly upbeat and joking with the media amidst this discussion about all these serious matters and everything.
Well, I think he wanted to be. I mean, I think, you know, he probably would like to get the media on his side. So be nice type of thing. And, you know, let's gang up on the Sabres type of attitude.
Well, I mean, we do that all the time. So it's become second nature to me. Yep. All right, Paul, we'll talk to you, sir. Thank you as always.
Have a good one.